Today's Amud is Mishneh Brura, Hey Amud Beis. We're continuing with the Ramah that started in yesterday's Shir. The Dafka Biyochid, Mutar Lomar Aseres HaDibros B'chol Yom. An individual is allowed to say by himself the Aseres HaDibros every day. Aval Osu Lomar La'omram B'tzibur, but one does not say them as part of the Tzibur. Why is this? What is the reasoning that we don't say the Aseres HaDibros as part of the regular codified part of the davening? So the Mishneh Brura brings down Mipnei HaKofrim. Because of the individuals that are heretics, Shomru Ein Torah Elazu, they will say that this is the only thing that is God-given. Unfortunately, there are people out there that say that the Ten Commandments are given by God, but the rest of the Torah was a very wise book that's written by Moses. So this is obviously kfira, this is heresy, and if we were to institute the saying of the Aseres HaDibros in the davening, so then people might mistakenly think terribly that the Aseres HaDibros were the only thing that were God-given. Ubifrat Bismanenu, the Mishneh Brura says, especially in his time, that this is true, alachas kama v'kama nowadays. Therefore, the Mishneh Brura adds, lukach ein kosin oso, gam kin al kuntris hamiyuchad latzibor. One shouldn't publicly have just the Aseres HaDibros up in various places, because people will mistakenly think the same thing. Oh, the Aseres HaDibros, that's God-given. The rest of the stuff is all from man, and we can do with it as we please. So therefore, one shouldn't make big deals out of the Aseres HaDibros, the Mishneh Brura says. Furthermore, Yesha Kosvu, the law also Amru Bitsibur El Lakovo Ben Habrochus Kmo Kriyashma. The Mishneh Brura then says, however, the custom of saying the Aseres HaDibros does have a makor for it, just one shouldn't institute it in the brachos of the davening, and to say it together with the tzibur. Abel Kodem Baruch Shalmar Mutter Af Bitsibur. He then brings down that it is permissible to say the Aseres HaDibros even as a group together in the tzibur if you do it before the davening. But our custom, the Mishneh Brura says, is not to do this any place to have the entire tzibur say the Aseres HaDibros together. However, an individual is allowed to say it, but he shouldn't say it as part of the regular davening in the middle of the davening. To put it inside the brachos would be also even for an individual, but for one to say it afterwards would be acceptable. The Shari Tshuva does bring down the Kuntres Tov Ayin that brings down from the Arizal, Ein La'omrim Afilu B'Yochid. One shouldn't say them even as an individual. But then he says that that may be only before the davening. But after the davening, if a person who always tries to learn after davening to say the Aseres HaDibros, then it's perfectly acceptable as well. In the Dirshu, note 32, he brings down a very interesting discussion, therefore, if you're not supposed to make the Aseres HaDibros something unique and special, so then, Mechashash Zeh, that the Apikorsim are going to say that this isn't the Torah. The Rambam writes in his Tshuvos, Yesh levatel es haminug lamod bishas kriyas Aseres HaDibros. One shouldn't have the custom of standing up for the Aseres HaDibros. Kidei shelo lahavdil ben kriya zu lebein shar kriyas HaTorah. So that individuals shouldn't think, oh, we're standing up for this. That's God-given, and the rest of the Torah is not God-given. But as in many shuls, the custom is to stand up. So the Shari Ephraim brings down that the custom is for people to stand up. The Ainli Yechidim in Atzibah L'Shanas HaMinog, and people shouldn't get on their high horse and say, no, the Rambam says not to do this, so we have to stop doing this. The Hevi B'Pisqei Sharim, he brings down Shachidah Yishev Minog Zed. The Chidah already said why this custom is acceptable to stand up for the Aseres HaDibros, because he says, what is the concern that the heretics will say that this is not the Torah? Shekein b'parsha shavua korim yachid m'aseres HaDibros gam yom nosafim. But we don't only read the Aseres HaDibros, we read other things as well. And therefore, if the only chilek, if the only difference is that we stand up for this and we don't stand up for that, the heretics won't make a mistake. An additional reason, he says, the Shelus Teshuvas from the Igris Moshe, Moshe Feinstein Zatzal writes, that we stand up for the Shira and we stand up for other places as well. Nevertheless, if somebody is concerned about this, he shouldn't sit down if everybody else is standing up. And therefore, he suggests, if you don't want to be standing out, so you shouldn't be sitting down while everybody else is standing up. But if you're concerned about this, Rambam, so then stand up for the entire Kriyas HaTorah that Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach Zatzal also brings down Shebizmanenu nowadays, af haramdam, even the Rambam would be modeh that you could stand up in the Aseres Hadibros, Shakol Yodim Shein Ze Ela Lezecher HaMaimud HaNivchar Bahar Sinai, that this is only a sign of respect and of remembrance of Har Sinai. And Gam Mipnei Shenoagim Lamo B'Kriyas Nosofos, and since it's not the only place that we stand up for, it's not a problem. Nevertheless, there are those that disagree. Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down that the Iker is really like the Rambam, Shein Lamod. Even if the entire tzibur is standing, you shouldn't stand up, because they're doing it incorrectly. So we have, again, many different opinions as to what the halach lamais is. One should follow what the custom that he has or the custom that the shul is in it. Then furthermore, how do we go about putting up pictures or remnants of the Aseret Hadibros on many places? So he adds in Dirshu No. 33, the Adnei Paz writes, Sha'osulasos, you shouldn't have pictures of the Aseres Hadibros, the luchos that are very common in almost all shuls. He says it's incorrect. However, the Orech Neman brings down that one can be makel, as all or many shuls are. Why? Kivon Shahanochos on the Aron Kodeshi. Where do they put up these pictures of the luchos? It's on top of the Aron Kodesh. Kidei lahoru shakola torinit demisinai, which shows that everything here in the Sefer Torah is from Har Sinai. As the Maharsha brings down from the Rav Sadia Gaon, that all of the Taryag Mitzos can be found in the Aseres Hadibros, and therefore it's not improper to do this. But to put it elsewhere in the shul, not over the Sefer Torah, also lekosim b'makum she'eno miyuad leSefer Torah, you shouldn't put the Aseres Hadibros or the pictures of the Aseres Hadibros up in places, images other than where the Sefer Torah is by the Aron Kodesh. Now we go to Siv Vav. Parshios HaKorbanos Lo Yomar Ela Bayom. One should say the Korbanos during the daytime. The reason for that is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. The Ein HaKorbanos Kravim Ela Bayom, because the Korbanos were brought during the day, and therefore we should say them. Our saying of the Korbanos is, instead of, unfortunately we can't bring the Korbanos, so we say the Korbanos should be done during the day. However, while Parshas Akiyah or Parshas Truma Sadesh and the washing of the hands and the taking out of the deshen from the remains of the korbanos, yochol lomar kodem hayom, because they were done before the day, so you can say them before the day starts. We'll define in a moment what the day is. The ein lo pnai, but the Mishnah Berurah says if one doesn't have time, he has to daven at early minyan and it'd be starting too early before the day, yochol lomar gam parshios korbanos balayla. One could even say the korbanos in nighttime. Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings down that even though this would not technically be bringing the korbanos, because you can't bring them then, he says, Mikomokum yesh inyon b'amirosom gam shelo bizmanam. Even if you're not going to say them at the right time, one should say the korbanos, Mikomokum, me'amud ha-shachar. Here he defines that from dawn, nechshav kayom, sheyochalo marbo es parshas ha-korbanos. Certainly, after dawn, one can say the korbanos section. The Mishnah Berurah then adds, do you have to stand up for them? You have to stand up when you're bringing a korban. So the Imtzari Chamida, he brings down later on in the Mishnah Berurah a machlokes, which the Prima Godim says, Shas Amiris Parshas HaTomid Roy Lamud. Certainly for the Tomid, one should stand up. Mishum Shekorin Oso Betziba B'Koram. He says, and the custom apparently was that they would read that in public altogether. So therefore, you should stand up for the Korban HaTomid. Again, there's a machlokes as to one whether it has to stand up for the Korbanos or not, and we'll learn that later on. The Shalah then is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah that on Shabbos and Yontif, Lo Yomar Yiratzon. The next sif in Shulchan Aruch will talk about saying of Yiratzon that the bringing of the korbanos is not possible today, so our saying them should be as if we brought them. So he says on Shabbos and Yontif, when you're not allowed to bring korbanos that aren't obligatory, you can't bring nedavos, the ain korban nedavah balbahem, therefore one shouldn't say the Yiratzon. However, Avala Parshos, Ain Hefsid Lomer, but you can say the parashos even if you're not going to say the Yiratzon, because that is Kikori Batorah. When we call Malcolm, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, if Ben Torah, Mutav Yosef Shiasok Biparsha de Yoma. If you're of the stature that you're learning is really what you do all day long, so then the saying of the Korbanos should take second place to your learning. And if it's a choice between learning or saying of the Korbanos and you're going to lose out on your learning, this is for somebody who learns really all day, so then it's better that he says his learning rather than saying the korbanos. And this doesn't apply probably to most people. The Dirshu Note 36 brings down that this is really only talking about on Shabbos. Yemos HaChol, Yomar Parshios HaKorbanos. But on a weekday, you should say the Parshios of the Korbanos. Not like it's brought down in Brachos by the Divrei Chamudos, who says that this is applicable even during the weekday. And again, there are different opinions over here. But certainly, unless somebody is truly immersed in learning 15, 20 hours a day, so then the saying of the Korbanos is a critical part of the davening. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes this section of me over here with the Korbanos. Mishu Avel Lo Yomar Parshas HaKorbanos. Person in the Shiva period of time who's not permitted to learn. So the Mishnah Berurah says this is technically like learning, and therefore one shouldn't learn and during the Avelus of the Shiva, and therefore one can't say the Korbanos. However, this doesn't include certain parts of the davening. So Perek Ezu Mekoman, the Magen Avraham brings down, you are allowed to say in the base Avel, because this is Seder Hayom. And we as well have many situations, like on Tisha B'Av, for example, where it's permissible to say the entire Korbanos section. Many have the custom to do that because it's Seder Hayom. It's a part of the standard regular davening. And therefore, in the Shona Halachos, he brings down Shehua Din La'Avel, that an Avel is permitted to say all of the Korbanos. In Siv Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Kisha Yisayim Parsha Sa'ola, when one finishes the reading of the Parsha of the Ola, Yomai Yiratzal Mufanech, Shiezeh Choshev Mekubal, Kilu Kraft the Ola. This is what the Mishnah Berurah was alluding to before. We say this Yiratzal that is found in the Siddurim, that it's as if I brought a carbon Ola. Likewise, Vakach Yomar Achar Parsha Saminchava Shlomin, Mimnei Shem Boim Benedova. Since these are voluntary types of Korbanos, one should say, if I was obligated in these Korbanos, my saying of these Parsha should fulfill that obligation. The Mishnah Berurah therefore writes, however, Aval Achar Parshas Achatos Lo Yamar Kein. Achatos can only be brought when you know you did a specific sin that's requiring you to bring Achatos. Lefisha Eino Bobin Adavi, you can't bring it voluntarily. Elohim Kein Avar Averish Chayvim Lachatos. And likewise, Uchein Oshom V'Oshom Toloi. According to many, the Ein Boim Bin Adava, so therefore, you shouldn't say the Yerotzon after these Parshios. However, Achronim Kosov B'Shem Rashal, the Marshal is quoted by the Achronim, the Eish Lomar Afli Acher Chatos V'Oshom Yerotzon. That one can say this after the Chatos and the Oshom Parshios. However, Yomar B'Loshom Sofek, say, if the Hainu, if Yerotzon Mufanech, im Avarti Avei Rosh Hachayavim Levachatos, if I did a sin that is obliging me to bring a Chatos or an Oshom Toloi, Shez Enechsev Kilu Yikrati Chatos. V'im Lav, Yeh Kikori B'Torah. And if not, then it's just if I'm reading the Torah. As I just mentioned. However, Hamogin Avraham Hiksha, the Magen Avraham says, how can you say im nischayavti chatos? A chatos has to be brought only be a dia batchilo shechato. You have to know for certain that you did the sin. So the Magen Avraham asks, the linyan chatos lo yomar klal yiratzon. If you want to say it by the Oshum, that's okay, because an Oshum can be brought on a conditional situation. However, the chatos can't. But the Mishnah Berurah says, in Libo Nokfo, if somebody has anxiety, he's very concerned about this, that he thinks he knows he was over a sin that would require chatas, Hoyolo Yediyah Shechotah V'Shachach, and he knows that he did this, therefore, Yuchol Lomar Gam Keni Yerotzon Acher Chatos B'Derech Tanai. He can make this tonight, brings down the Shari Tshuva, who supports this, and therefore that would be acceptable, even according to the Mishnah Berurah, where the Magen Avraham says, you shouldn't do this. The Mechaber writes in Siv Ches, Yomar im HaKorbanos Pasuk v'shachar oso yerach ha-mizbeach tzofonu lefnei Hashem. We add on at the end of the Parsha Sotomit, as we'll see, this Pasuk that says that you shecht the Korbanos tzofonu lefnei Hashem. They're always shechted on the northern side, certain Korbanos, those that are kachei kadoshim. The Mishnah Berurah adds, "Kayom noagim l'omru achar parshas atomid," as I just mentioned, because the Isa b'medrash, he brings down a medrash, to chomi shomer pasuk zeh hakadosh baruch hu zocher akedas yitzhak. Anybody that says this pasuk, it's a reminder kaviyachol to hakadosh baruch hu about the akeda, which is a tremendous zuchus for us. The Dirshu note 38 brings down a ton of Devele Yo, Sheba also hayom sha'akad avram is yitzhak b'no agab yizbeach. On the day that the akeda took place, Hiskin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shnei Kvasim, God prepared two Kvasim, Echad Shal Shachris V'Echad Shal Ben Arbayim, the Korban Tamid for the morning and the afternoon. V'kol Kach Lama, why? Shebishar Shisroel Malin Tamid Al Gabi HaMizbeach, when the Jewish people bring the Korban Tamid, V'Korin HaMikra Hazeh, Tzofonu L'fnei Hashem, when we talk about bringing this Korban, Tzofonu in the north, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel about the Akedas Yitzchak, Ulefikach Shayach Pasuk Zeh LeKorban HaTomid. That's the connection to saying it in relation, as we do, with the Korban HaTomid at the conclusion of the Korban HaTomid. Finally, the first Siman in Shulchan Aruch closes with Sif Tes. Yesh Nogim Lomar Parshas HaKiyar. Many say the Pasukim that deal with the Kiyar, the basin to wash your hands in the basin, Midush, V'achakach Parshas Trumas HaDeshen. Then the paragraph that deals with the removal of the ashes from the top of the Mizbeach, V'achakach Parshas HaTomid, which is what we do. Then we say the Korban HaTomid, V'achakach Parshas Mizbeach Mikbar Ketores. We deal with the Psukim that deal with the Ketores, Parshas Samonia Ketores, V'asiyoso, and the making of the Ketores and how it was prepared. These are very important parts of the davening that are unfortunately sometimes neglected. They brought down in Shulchan Aruch that one should be careful about saying them on a regular daily basis. Mirtz Hashem, we were zochet to conclude the first Siman of Shulchan Aruch. We will continue tomorrow with the start of Siman Beis.